Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sorry, just Kat's reminded me I need to get a larger litter tray for the kittens. I've ordered a bed already. Medium-sized bed because they're going to sleep in the same one, I'm hoping.
Exciting.
Got loads of food. I've ordered some toys. Got a cat climbing thing. Got a little tube that you bought for Velvet that she didn't use because she's miserable.
And you've got that thing, that cat annoyer, that botherer thing with the fish on the end.
Yeah. Cat litter tray. Right. Go on. So this guy who wanted to change his age, this is brilliant.
Yeah, sad news, everyone. You're not allowed to identify as whatever age you feel. A Dutchman who wanted to change his date of birth to boost dating prospects has lost his legal battle to do so, according to BBC News. Emil Rattleband, still age 69 despite his best efforts, wanted to change his birth date by 20 years to avoid what he called discrimination. We live in a time when you can change your name and change your gender. Why can't I decide my own age, he said.
Well, because of the sun, because of the way time works, you absolute Burke. I haven't said Burke for a long time. You're not Burke short.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Very rude.
Berkshire.
Hunt.
Berkshire Hunt. Mm-hmm. I can't even mouth it because if I mouth it...
You don't need to. I think we can all join the dots there.
No, that doesn't...
No, don't even. Don't even.
Berkshire Hunt.
Careful. Court disagreed, highlighting the many rights in law are based on a person's age and changing it at will would cause many problems. There was no legal basis to make such a change, it said. Mr. Rattleband is at liberty to feel 20 years younger than his real age and to act accordingly, the judges said, but changing his legal documents would have undesirable legal and societal implications. Mr. Rattleband, who calls himself a positivity trainer, he also calls himself 40-odd, made headlines around the world with an unusual request. Ahead of the hearing, he made TV and other press appearances saying he felt discriminated against in both employment and on the popular dating app Tinder, and said his doctors had told him that he had the body of someone in their 40s. I've looked at a picture, he needs to give it back, it doesn't fit him. If I'm 49, then I can buy a new house, drive a different car. I can take up more work, he said. When I'm on Tinder and it says I'm 69, I don't get an answer. When I'm 49, with the face I have, I will be in a luxurious position. He kidded himself. Alongside the widespread media attention, he was criticised by some for comparing his bid to the position of people in the transgender community. Oh, man. In court, Mr. Rattleband argued that the date on his birth certificate was a mistake, even though he was born on that day, the 11th of March, 1949. So, literally not a mistake. The court agreed with him that his age is part of a person's identity, but unlike a person's gender or name, which Mr. Rattleband sought to draw comparisons to...
Mr. Rattleband!
I know. It had further complications. Rights and obligations are also attached to age. For example, the right to vote, the right to marry, the opportunity to drink alcohol and drive a car, the court said. It found that the possibility of declaring oneself younger could open the door to the opposite, becoming older. Yeah, you're right. So 16-year-old goes, no, I identify as 25. Hand over the booze.
Yeah.
In its judgment, the court said...
These legal people are so clever.
Tied him up in knots. The court said that granting the request would cause all kinds of legal problems by effectively erasing 20 years of events.
And also it'd be stupid.
I mean, what chance? It pondered what would happen to qualifications obtained in that time, or a driving license issued, or a marriage solemnised. Who says solemnised? Well done, whoever wrote this.
That's a translation, isn't it?
No, it's the BBC.
Hang on. All right. Can we get this guy? Did we try and get this?
I tried. He's not responding because he doesn't identify as someone who responds to messages. It also said that
while... Started then. I laughed so much. A little fart popped out.
Do I get £5 for
no,
that?
That was... you made me chuckle. This is why this show is great. Because Catherine made me chuckle so much that just a squeezed out, just a tiny little pop. Nothing offensive, nothing
you
outrageous.
Say that, well, I'll be the judge.
Just a tiny little, so thank you for that, Catherine.
That could be the new slogan for the Late Night Alternative, like Wayne's World. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll fart.
The Late Night Alternative, it's very farty. There's your video promotion, you see? When we start looking at the cameras, you know we're doing a video.
Okay.
What's that?
It also said, while changes to the law to allow a person to change their gender took place following a global debate on such issues, no widespread advocacy for the change existed, except for Mr. Rattleband's loan case. If he felt discriminated against, the ruling said, there were other ways to resolve that under the law. Jog on, Mr. Rattleband.
Can you hear someone? Is there someone there? I can hear something.
Hello.
Hello, who is this, please?
It's Susan.
I didn't know there was a caller there. Sam just put that through without me knowing.
Oh,
I can't see it on my screen or anything. Just heard someone. Were you eating a biscuit?
Are you licking out a custard cream? No, can you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like you're flapping away.
I'm clicking a button on my phone. I don't know what it is.
Clicking a button on your what?
My phone.
Okay.
It's on the back of the phone.
Can we ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you been back to Omar Sharif for some naughty action?
No.
Good girl.
He's got somebody out on the go now.
Before he had about 20 other people.
I know. He's got new. It just makes me feel sick. All the way along, I wanted to tell his main girlfriend, but I can't. I haven't got the guts because this one will turn nasty. Oh, let's not talk about it. She doesn't know what he's doing.
She doesn't know.
Okay, but
she doesn't, Catherine. I swear to you,
okay,
she doesn't.
But here's, I swear to you, Ian. There's no need to swear. But you knew the deal going in, right? You knew about her.
Yes, I did. And the others I knew.
Okay, so what? So if you knew the deal,
yes,
what right do you have to tell the main one?
Well,
that's just mean.
I think I just want someone who is ignorant to his behaviour to know.
Why?
I think she spent... if you let me get my words out...
Well, no, but it's not up to you.
Shut up, Ian.
I don't think you do think.
Ian.
I think you don't think.
What am I doing now? You're making me shout already. I've only been on air 2 minutes.
I'm not making you shout.
Because she has invested time and money in him.
Okay. Well, so what gives you the right to tell her that? What gives you the right to ruin her dreams?
No, it's not ruining her dreams. It's making her aware of what he is.
No. Well, but you knew what he was.
Yes.
Right, so you signed up. You cheated on her. You made her lie.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you did that.
But I'm willing to tell her that I did that.
Because he's now let you down.
No.
Yes.
I wanted to tell her before.
You're as bad as him.
I know. In a way, I am.
So you want to confess your sins to her to make yourself feel better when it'll just make her feel miserable?
No.
That's a terribly selfish attitude to take.
No.
Yes.
I want to just make her aware of what he is.
Why? None of your business.
Because she's invested. It is really because I was one of the perpetrators.
Exactly.
Because, as I say, she's invested money and time in him, and she's going to invest some more.
So what?
In him, and so, I don't think it's fair. Some more time and money.
So what? You're jealous.
Well,
you're jealous that he wouldn't dump everyone for you.
No, seriously, I'm not. Seriously, I'm not jealous. I swear to you, I'm not. I could never be.
I'm not necessarily. No, by the way, I'm just.
You'd never know what bed he'd come out of.
Be quiet. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that's necessarily the point of view. I was just enjoying the thought exercise there of having the argument. I don't really care.
No, it's all right. You can have an argument if you want. You can say what you want.
Shut up then. But I do think you are... No, it's not like 50-50 bad as him, but I'd say like maybe 80-20 as bad as him.
Shall I tell you what happened when I went to him after about eight years of not...
You have lots of sex in his mirrored bedroom.
Shall I just tell you something? When he first moved in, we had a fling and I pulled out because his behaviour was so dreadful I could see what he was. And I pulled out and I stayed away for eight years.
You pulled out or...
And then in March of this year, one afternoon, we bumped into each other.
Here we go.
At the fire door.
Sorry? Is that a euphemism?
At the fire door.
At the fire door. Is that, where's that, round the back?
Oh, shut up, Ian. Catherine!
Well done, Susan. It needed saying. He's very rude, isn't he?
I spent the last two days...
I went in there because I had been celibate and I wanted sex. And he was delicious.
What did he taste of?
It was a stupid thing to do.
What did he taste of? Macaroons?
No.
What did he taste of then?
Nothing really.
Don't you remember? He's got this amazing animal magnetism, and he can see colours and stuff.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
He has.
You felt horny. You wanted a shag. You had one. Then you felt guilty, and then you wanted to go and tell his missus. Shame on you.
No.
Shame on you.
I've always wanted to tell her because he's been like it all the time.
So
he's
what?
Been here.
So what? If he hadn't have been like that, you wouldn't. Because it's vindictive and it's mean and it's selfish.
It's not vindictive. What's vindictive about telling the truth and making her aware?
Well, because you did it.
You didn't tell her the truth when you had a chance to before you got involved.
When
did he
came and said, "Oh, Suzanne, I would like to make a love to you," you should have then, if you had any conscience,
I know,
you
I'm
could have
stupid.
Either you could have either walked away and got kept out of his life, or you
I
could
know.
Have then got in touch with his missus and say, "Hey, Pedro's just tried it on with me." I think you should know that. You said you didn't. You said you tasted him and you said he was delicious and you became addicted to his taste.
Yes, I did.
His naughty taste.
Here's the thing, Susan. No good can be... I don't think any good can be achieved for your soul.
By telling her.
No, she's going to know. Come on. You would know if you were going out with someone who was carrying on with at least, at a conservative estimate, 15 other people.
Catherine, I swear to you, she doesn't know. Well, she doesn't come here very often. It's a distant sort of relationship. She pops up every now and again.
Handy for you.
She pops up every now and
very handy for you.
No, because I've told you it's not going to happen
anymore. Susan, I think you should concentrate.
What about when he came in your back door and he tasted delicious?
That was a mistake, and I've told you that I'm not going to do it anymore.
Good. Here's the thing. Concentrate on the things that you can control, right? There's no point...
Well, she can't control her knickers.
She can now. She's doing really well. So, keep your side of the street clean, Susan. Just keep away from him. And don't get involved in his circus. Here's the thing you've got to say to yourself.
Always
not my
rubber
circus,
up.
Not my monkeys.
Always
not
rubber
my
up.
Circus, exactly. My monkeys.
Exactly. You see, this is... I know I was a fool to relapse back into it. This last time.
And it's tough because you look like a cross between Kate Bush and Sherry Lungi, apparently. So you must have...
So what's that got to do with it?
Well, that means you must have surely a lot... Because those are two of the most beautiful women in the world. I don't believe it. But
they're not the most beautiful women in the world.
Kate Bush and Sherry Lungi, of course they are. It's why you picked them when you were making up what you look like. So you must have...
I wasn't making up. I'm a bit reclusive. I don't really go out.
Like Kate
Bush. She went reclusive after she had the baby, didn't she? Mm. She wouldn't let anybody look at him.
Good. So where'd she be?
She brought a farmhouse in Devon, didn't she? And
you know a lot about Kate Bush. A bit stalkery.
Somebody told me exactly where the farmhouse is.
Was it Omar when he was ploughing you?
Stop it.
No. Oh, his name's not Omar, actually.
Well, no names, no pack drills.
I didn't want to talk about that piece
of vermin. You seem a very open lady.
Catherine, I've got an open mind.
Yeah, look, just open legs.
Stop.
Well, I think I was doing well for 8 years of celibacy. After 8 years of celibacy, don't you? And I didn't miss it particularly, just occasionally. And I've been celibate in my life before.
Right, OK, yes. Mm? But we all know...
I know how to close my legs, thank you.
Well, do you, though? That's the question. Do you?
Of course I do. I've just told you I was
really?
Celibate 8 years.
Well, what about this?
I had been celibate and I wanted sex.
What about that? What about that?
Hey, there's no shame in that.
What about it?
I wanted sex. When did you last? I wanted sex. And I want it now. No,
she's swallowed something.
I shall keep my legs.
Who's there with you?
Now.
Who's there
Nobody.
With you? What are you drinking?
I've got some water at the side of the bed.
Good for you. We're in bed, are you? You can't stay away. What do you want for Christmas?
I wanted sex.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do.
Can I ask you a question, Ian? I wanted sex.
Yep.
When was the last time you got your leg over?
Oh, you dirty woman! Are you inviting me round for a bunk up?
You must be joking. I've had enough with him.
So you're never having sex ever again?
Probably not, no.
Okay. Oh, come on, Susan. That's cutting your nose off to spite your face or some other
member. Well, do you think... I think I've had quite enough, don't you?
How much have you had?
Well, we didn't do it that often. Okay. Once every few days.
Okay. Gosh. Well,
he would leave me. He would leave me 1 or 2 weeks.
Anyway, let's not think about that now.
But you see, basically, it was all about him. It was when he wanted it.
Well, it wasn't always when he wanted it, was it?
And I wanted sex.
So you got it in the fire escape.
I'm not going to bother anymore. Anyway, can I tell you about something else I was actually wanting to phone you about?
Yes, please do.
I think you should put some decorations up because your boys will be coming Boxing Day and I think you need to just put some up, you know.
Yeah, no, you're probably right on that. I'm probably going to get like a tiny little tree, like what's that, 2 foot?
Yeah.
2 foot and a little bit of tinsel and a bit of tinsel.
You can put loads of little baubles on it.
No, what?
And then you can put loads of little baubles and stuff.
There she goes again.
And tinsel.
Yeah. Tinsel. Kath just
no, tinsel, yuck, no.
Kath just pulled a face at tinsel.
Tinsel, ugh. No, itchy.
You like it, darling?
No, it makes me itch.
Well, good, then I'll put it up and you can't come round. Great. Perfect.
It can do. But the other thing is the Dutch gentleman who wants to reduce his age legally to get a girlfriend, he doesn't... Look, it doesn't matter that he can't do this legally. He doesn't have to tell the truth about his age. He can go out back on the dating scene if he finds a lady.
I'm 18, she's 30. Does that make me dirty?
Can't he?
People lying on Tinder. Whatever next?
People saying they look like Kate Bush and Sherry Lungi when they don't, when they're clearly not anything like that. Whatever next?
How do you know I don't look like Kate
Lungi and Sherry
Lungi?
Yeah, you look like Kate Lungi and Sherry Bush.
Mm-hmm.
You look like a cherry bush.
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't know either. Well, we look forward to the pictures, Susan, of your cherry bush.
No, I'm not sending you any pictures. You're just too naughty.
Oh. Well, then, you know what happens to naughty boys.
Cold for Christmas. Spanky.
What did you say?
I'm not spanking you. I'm not getting the whip out.
That's been put away in a locked box.
Yeah, the whip. I don't know.
Also, there's one other thing.
Yes, of course.
Are you allowed alcohol with your tablets? Are you allowed to drink alcohol, Ian?
Yes, I am allowed to drink alcohol with my tablets, but I'm not allowed to drink alcohol with my raging alcoholism and drug addiction, so probably best I don't.
Well, you're not an alcoholic, are you? Have you had a problem with alcohol in the past?
Have you ever listened to this show before? Yes!
A raging
no,
one.
Not till...
I'm a huge junkie and I can't have alcohol or drugs because I'm going to go wild. I'm going to find that box. I'm going to open it. I'm going to get that whip out. So I'm going to whip myself in front of you.
Are you saying that you've got an addictive personality?
No, because I think that's a bullshine phrase that doesn't mean anything. I'm an addict. Oh, there's the whip.
I said... Do you have an addictive personality?
No, I don't, because I don't believe in the phrase addictive personality. I don't think it means anything.
Well,
I am an addict.
It does.
It doesn't.
Well,
I'm an addict.
No, it does.
No.
Well, some people
my
can
personality,
open a bottle of alcohol.
Yes.
Have one.
Did you use
breath.
Bourbon? You just burp then, you dirty
Excuse
man.
Me.
Yes, no, well, I'll
Excuse
consider
me.
It.
What, and they can have 1 or 2 glasses of alcohol, put the bottle away and finish with it.
They're not addicts.
But an alcoholic who has an addictive personality...
No. Forget the phrase addictive personality. That's nothing. You're either an addict or... You know, it doesn't mean anything. It's not nothing to do with personality.
Well, it does, because
no,
I
it
just
doesn't.
Explained
no,
to
you didn't. You described an alcoholic.
Between a non-addictive personality
no,
and an addictive,
addictive personality.
Personality
is not a thing. What's personality got to do with addiction? You described an alcoholic.
Well,
but then you use fairy tale language. Addictive personality doesn't mean anything.
Of course it does. I've just explained
you
it to
haven't.
You.
You haven't. You've just defined an alcoholic, which is different.
Why is an alcoholic different to any other addiction?
I'm not saying it is. Now you're changing the stats.
No. I've just explained to you what an how an alcoholic...
Susan, can I be helpful? I don't think Ian needs anyone to explain what an alcoholic is.
I've done the research. Okay. I've done years of research.
All right, okay. Okay. Well, I was just going to say you might need to, you said you're not looking forward to Christmas Day because the boys won't be there.
Correct. Yes.
But they'll be there on Boxing Day.
What are you doing? Maybe we could meet up.
I don't like Christmas.
Well, let's meet up and let's just whip each other.
You're too far away. I'm not coming to London.
I don't live in London.
Where do you live?
I live near Exeter. Whereabouts are you?
No, you don't.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Exeter.
Shut the front door.
I've always shut the front door.
Yeah, well, maybe shut the other one as well, but...
That's shut. I've told you.
I live in a little village. You probably haven't heard of it, called Bovey Tracy. Do you know Bovey Tracy?
Oh, yes.
That's where I live.
That's the foothill of the moors, isn't it?
It could be the foothill of the beginning of your pleasure.
Well, the studio, Talk Radio Studio, is in London, isn't it?
Well, sometimes I drive up and they put me in a hotel, and sometimes I do it from home using the ISDN line I have at Bovey Tracy near Exeter.
Well, what about Catherine? Are you always with Catherine then?
No, of course not. She stinks.
Wow.
She's a stinky lady. But she
Catherine
doesn't taste nice.
You'd quite like to marry Catherine if she was divorced, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I want Catherine's marriage to fail. I want her kids to be miserable so that then I can marry a woman who I see all the flipping time and annoys the hell out of me. Catherine, would you marry me?
Well, that's what marriage is, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Susan. All right.
You. Bye. Hello.
There we go.
Did we break Susan? No.
No, that was Omar when he went in the fire escape. 0344 499 1000. Oh my God, David Babcock's coming up next. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
What on earth are you showing me? A bare arse.
Instagram, right? They get festive. And the latest thing, apparently, is to bauble-ize your bum. Or make your boobs into puddings.
I don't like Christmas pudding. I put some cream over them, though.
Oh, you animal.
Okay, let's go to Dwayne. Good evening, Dwayne.
Hello, are you all right, Ian?
I'm all right, Dwayne. How are you, mate?
Oh. I'm good, pal. I just want to say, for the last 2 years, you've carried me a long way from the dark path.
Oh. Are you a Satanist?
No. I've just been released on a life license from prison.
Oh, hey. Dwayne, can you do us a favour? Can you turn the radio off?
Okay.
Cheers, man, because
I'm in an hospital, though, so I've got a radio up and I haven't got a TV, so I'm just turn it down.
Yeah, just turn it down, because otherwise it gets a bit confusing because of the delay. Go on, so what's happened?
I got released today to an hostel after 17 and a half years in custody.
Uh-oh.
And for the last 2.5, and from when I first, in fact, when I got to light, we're on the, I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, all right. So, hang on, so what, you were in custody for 17 years?
In fact, Ian, I got remanded on the 5th of the 9th, year 2001, just before the September 11th attacks.
Well, so that means you weren't involved in those, and that's something. You were out of the police inquiries for that. So
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, no. I did something very wrong, which...
Oh, 17 years.
I have to live with it.
Yeah.
But I did something wrong. I got a life sentence, and they released me today in an hostel.
So today you got out. You said this is your first day out of prison?
In an hostel. This is the first time I've listened to you as a free man, even though I'm in an hostel.
And you chose to call us, man. Thank you.
All lads listen to you in prison. Now we're in Wakefield Prison. All the lads listen to you in there.
Yes, Wakefield Prison!
Big up yourselves.
Listen, guys, trust me. Get through Christmas, everyone in Wakefield Prison. I'm coming up there next year. I'm going to bring some drones. I'm going to get some good gear in there for you. We're going to get some files.
No,
we're going to break you out! Wakefield Prison's going to break!
That's how I got to listen to you, because it says, listen, Dwayne, listen to Ian Lee, late night talk show, talk radio.
Yeah.
So did it in my day, but I thought, what the sad. Obviously, other stations that, what's it called? Same station, but on a Saturday night, badass girls and all that crap, and generally. And I thought, what? This is a rink station.
Yeah, yeah. So, hang on a minute, let me ask. So, this is your first day out, man. This is a huge day. And we're going to step back in a second. But how do you feel? The moment you step out of Nick for the first time, I've got no idea what that's like. Is it overwhelming? Is it exciting? Is it kind of nothing? How does it feel?
Well, to be honest, Ian, when I got released, I had to get escorted to approved premises by police officers.
Right.
So they dropped me off at premises, did me induction there, showed me my room, then I went out, and it's like
wow.
And it's a shock.
Are you allowed to now walk out of that hostel if you want, or have you got like a curfew, or do you have to tell people?
Yeah, I've got a curfew from 10 a.m. till 7 a.m. in the morning. But apart from that,
so 7 o'clock in the morning, you could go out and go for a walk.
Yeah.
For the first time in 17 years.
Yeah.
How does that feel, man?
It's like, to be honest, it scared the life of me today. Like, I could have gone out that afternoon, but I didn't. I was sat and I thought, I can't get my head around it, to be honest.
Oh, I bet. Isn't that interesting? Minute. First day out and you stayed in.
I bet the world feels massive.
It does. Not only that, I see all these, like, new cars.
Smartphones.
These, like, super space buses. And like,
super space buses? Where have they released him? all right, listen, I've got to ask the question. 17 years, man, that is a long time. What did you do?
I don't like to reflect on it, Lee, but... I got a life year sentence with a 15-year type, but it's 17 and a half.
So that's a murder, right?
I don't like to reflect on it.
I have to ask, just because some people go, well, you got, so I've asked, all right, and we've got a vague idea. How are you feeling about staying on the straight and narrow?
Oh yeah, listen. I'm not a robber. I'm not a thief. What I did for a reason. But at the time, it was the wrong reason. I suffer consequences for it, and I probably will for the rest of my life.
Ah, man.
So I don't like robbing. I don't like stealing. And like the judge says, I'm not a risk to nobody else. It was just a one-off. Yeah. I got a payback. That's all I did.
Yeah. Well, you see, I have to say, it's all you did. You know, it's there were obviously people that were severely impacted by your actions. It sounds like you're aware of that severe impact. And I don't want to dwell on that, but, you know. All right. Well, listen, man, this is an exciting... This is it. This is the turning point. of your life. You can now, well, you can now go in any direction you want. What have you got any idea of what you want to do?
To be honest, I haven't. It's like, obviously I've got restrictions. I have to keep sound on every 2 hours and curfew, so they make sure in daytime that I'm not out of there. So they're monitoring me. It's overwhelming, to be honest. It was like, when I first smelled that tarmac, in fact, I seen a green field when I went to Cannes. I thought, I just want to go out to Cannes, step on that green grass. Because when I'm in Wakefield, there's no green grass. It's all concrete.
Well, tomorrow, why don't you go and step in some green grass?
I'll eat it tomorrow.
Don't eat it. Probably got dog shit all over it.
That's not changed.
You don't want to do that, man. But go out. Go out and be with nature tomorrow if you can.
I was ringing Seth the last couple of years. I was tuning into you and I thought, every single night from 10 till what, you made me smirk and smile before I went to bed.
Wicked. Thank you. Hey, listen, Dwayne. I'm slightly speechless because I don't know how to... This is an amazing call, man. This is an amazing call. And I really appreciate the fact that we helped you and other people in prison. That means a lot. I really appreciate the fact that on your first you phoned us up. Yeah, go on.
Wakefield lads, I know they're a lot... you know what Wakefield's got a nickname called Monster Mansion? Because it's full of monsters. Very, very, very bad people.
Oh, God.
But they all tune into you and listen to you every single night. They all do when we get cabined up, all for stay for lockdown, double check for roll check for 9, and they all tune in for your 10. They do. I know it sounds bad, because obviously... not all monsters, but it's Monster Mansion. But they all listen
Monster
to you.
Monster Mansion. Well, hello, Monster Mansion. Dwayne, would you mind giving us a call if you're around? He's got a curfew. Maybe Monday night, and just letting us know. No, hang on, we're on Monday. Give us a call later in the week. Maybe even tomorrow if you want, and just let us know how you're settling in or settling out, and how it's going for you and stuff.
Yeah, I will do.
Give us a call tomorrow if you get the chance, Dwayne. Otherwise, we'll speak to you later in the week.
Okay, look, thank you.
All right, man. Did you call me Duck?
Bye. Yeah.
Call me Duck?
Yeah, he must be a Nottingham lad.
I'm gonna find him. Thank you, Dwayne. 17 years, that is something, that is a very naughty crime, and I don't want to in any way demean what he did. He said, well, all I did was this. Well, all you did, I would imagine, had a very, very severe impact on at least one person and probably quite a lot of people, quite possibly a murder. Sounds like, you know, we're all making up kind of our own stories as to what it was there. So not in any way justifying what he did. It's a weird one because I'm so pleased that people listen to us in prison. I often thought that they might do, but I was never quite sure. And now we have proof that they do.
And as if they hadn't suffered enough.
Yeah, shut your face. and I'm really... grateful for that phone call. I really wish Dwayne the very, very best of luck, man. Yeah. Trying to rebuild your life after that. But then part of me was thinking, well, supposing it was a murder, let's assume. What if the wife of that guy that got killed was there, or the daughter, or the mum was listening to this and thinking, well, hang on a minute, you're giving that scumbag... It's tough, isn't it?
Here's the deal. Everyone gets to call us.
Yeah, you're right.
Whatever Dwayne's done, justice system says that he's out. And he's got to become part of society. And that sounds like it's a really daunting thing. I mean, it's only day one. And he feels like a spaceman. Mm. Everyone gets to ring.
Matty says, gosh, what a change from Susan's back doors to Dwayne, who served a life sentence in prison. It is, isn't it?
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.